ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಯಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಾಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಭಜನಿ ನಷ್ಟಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕಿ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ 10th ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 10th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 14 ಯಥಾ ಕಂಟಕ ವಿದ್ಧಾಂಗೋ ಜನತೋರ್ನೇಚ್ಛತಿ ತಾಂ ವ್ಯಥಾಂ ಜೀವಸಾಮ್ಯಂ ಗತೋ ಲಿಂಗೈರ್ ನ ತಥಾ ವಿದ್ಧ ಕಂಟಕಃ ಯಥಾ ಕಂಟಕ ವಿದ್ಧಾಂಗೋ ಜಂತುರ್ನೇಚ್ಛತಿ ತಾಂ ವ್ಯಥಾಂ ಜೀವಸಾಮ್ಯಂ ಗತೋ ಲಿಂಗೈರ್ ನ ತಥಾ ವಿದ್ಧ ಕಂಟಕಃ ಯಥಾ ಕಂಟಕ ವಿದ್ಧಾಂಗೋ ಜನತೋರ್ನೇಚ್ಛತಿ ತಾಂ ವ್ಯಥಾಂ ಜೀವಸಾಮ್ಯಂ ಗತೋ ಲಿಂಗೈರ್ ನ ತಥಾ ವಿದ್ಧ ಕಂಟಕಃ. Translation, per word meaning. Yatha, just as. Kantaka viddha angaha. A person whose body has been pinpricked. Jantoha, of such an animal. Na, not. Ichchati, desires. Tam, a particular. Vyatham, pain. Jeevasamyam gataha. When he understands that the position is the same for everyone. Lingaihi, by possessing a particular type of body. Na, not. Tatha, so. Avidha kantakaha. A person who has not been pinpricked. Translation. By seeing their faces, one whose body has been pricked by pins can understand the pain of others who are pinpricked. Realizing that this pain is the same for everyone, he does not want others to suffer in this way. But one who has never been pricked by pins cannot understand this pain. I again repeat the translation. By seeing their faces, one whose body has been pricked by pins can understand the pain of others who are pinpricked. Realizing that this pain is the same for everyone, he does not want others to suffer in this way. But one who has never been pricked by pins cannot understand this pain. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
There is a saying, the happiness of wealth is enjoyable by a person who has tasted the distress of poverty. There is also another common saying, Vandhya ki bujibe prasava vedana. A woman who has not given birth to a child cannot understand the pain of childbirth. Unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain and what is happiness in this material world. The laws of nature act accordingly. If one has killed an animal, one must himself be killed by the same animal. This is called mamsa. Mam means me and sa means he. As I am eating an animal, the animal will have the opportunity to eat me. In every state, therefore, it is ordinarily the custom that if a person commits murder, he is hanged.
Umagyanatimirandhasya jnananjala shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtham sapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kada mahiyam dadati swapadam tikam namom vishnupadaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratuse Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So this pastime, which is of Yamala Arjuna trees, wherein Narad Muni is chastising the two sons of Kubera. So very important, one of the very important verse, pain. It talks about the pain. Unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain and what is happiness in this material world. So one niti verse, Aham nija paravetti gananala guchetasaham udara charitranam vasudhaiva kutumbakam. This is the basic principle not just a devotee should follow, but each and every human being on this earth must follow. Aham nija paravetti, that this is mine, this is others. Ganana lagu chetasam, this attitude is called as a narrow-minded attitude. Udara charitranam vasudhaiva kutumbakam. And one who is a sadhu, one who is a good person, what he thinks that the whole world is one family.
Vaishnava janato tene kahi heje peed parai jaan re par dukhe upkar kare to ye man abhiman naan re.
One of a very popular devotee of Gujarat, Narasingh Mehta, he writes in his bhajan, Vaishnava Janato. For a devotee also is very important. The basic qualification of a Vaishnava is para dukkha dukhi and para sukha sukhi. Vaishnava Janato tene kahiye. Who is a Vaishnava? Peed parai jaane. Who understands the pains of others? He is a real Vaishnava. One of the abhanga of Tukaram Maharaj, I remember, where he says,
Aika ji tumhi bhakta bhagavat karalate hita satya karave
Vishnu Maya Jaga Vaishnavansa Dharma Bheda Bheda Brahma Amangala.
The first line of this Abhanga is Vishnu Maya Jaga. This whole world is Vishnu Maya, Krishna Maya. Each and every person of this world is a part and parcel of Lord Krishna. And we are not supposed to differentiate between beings. We have to see that each and every is a person, part and parcel of Krishna. We have to see Lord Krishna in each and everyone's heart. So there should be no differentiation. Bheda Bheda Brahma, and this differentiation is like an illusion.
Tukamhane ka dehatse avayava sukha dukha jiva bhoga pahe.
In the last line he says that each and every, we have this mindset that, you know, this is a different, this is black, this is white, this is man, this is woman, he is American, he is African. Because people are taking birth in this world as per their karmic reactions. So due to their karma, we see this duality in this world. There is no other thing behind this. So mamaivamcho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manas sashthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that each and every being in this world is part and parcel of mind. And people are suffering due to their karma, especially because they are busy engaged in sense gratification.
Prakriti purishastihi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karana guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu.
In different species, a living entity is taking birth and he is busy in liking someone or hating someone. This is only due to karma, especially. In Bhagavad Gita, there are so many verses.
Samoham sarva samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtham parameshwaram paraham vinashasya vinashantam tatoyati param gatim.
One who sees everyone with equal vision, samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram. How everyone is equal? In that sense, that Lord is residing in everyone's heart.
Na hinastya vinashasya vinashantam tatoyati sa pashyati yaha pashyati sa pashyati.
I mistaken the words.
Yaha pashyati sa pashyati, who sees that he actually sees.
One who sees everyone with equal vision, as Lord Krishna is residing in everyone's heart, if this vision one has, he really sees. And contradictory, the verse is
Dehapatya kalatradishu atmasaineshu asatsu api tesham pramatya nidhanam pashyanapi na pashyati.
And one who sees but still you don't see, who is that person? Who sees only bodies.
Dehapatya kalatradishu, my family, my wife, my children, my husband, with this vision, and he sees that these are my protectors. This vision is a blind vision.
The next verse is, next verse after this is
samam sarveshu bhuteshu samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram na hinasya atmanatmanam tato yati param gatim.
And one who sees, one who has this vision, Lord Krishna says there is no doubt about this, that he will go back to Godhead.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, we see that in Naimisharanya, Shaunakadi rishis are assembled. Why they are assembled? Why they are discussing about what will happen in future? That in Kaliyug, Prayana Alpa Ayusha Sabhya Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadrita. The people who are going to come in Kaliyug, they will have less lifespan, short lifespan, and they will not have basic intelligence also, and they will have less memory also. So many, you know, negative points they are highlighting. Why? Because they are merciful towards them. They are feeling bad for the future generation that what will happen to them, how they are going to elevate their consciousness in spiritual life.
Munayo sadhu prashtoham bhavadhi lokamangalam yat krite krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati.
So they are inquiring. Munayo sadhu prashtoham. Sudha Goswami is appreciating their inquiries. Why? Because these are not normal questions, day-to-day material questions. Because these questions will help to churn the nectar. By drinking, one will not have to take birth again in this material world.
Munaya sadhu prashtoham bhavadbhi lokamangalam.
These questions will liberate many peoples in this world. Lokamangalam. This is for all auspicious of all the people in this whole world.
Yat krite krishna samprashno. Because these questions are related to whom?
The Supreme Lord Krishna.
Yat krite krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati.
And by which, by asking these questions, by hearing the answers of this question, one's soul will be satisfied. So why people are not satisfied? Because they are busy engaged in sense gratification. They are busy engaged in satisfying their mind, their intelligence, their senses. But they forget that neither they are mind, neither they are senses, neither they are intelligence.
Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yona yevate he adiyantavantaha kaunteya nateshu ramate budha.
The intelligent person is the one who is not engaging himself in sense gratification, because that sort of happiness has a beginning and end. So who is the intelligent person? Who is engaging himself in happiness which will have neither start and which will never end as such.
Anante yoginam, ramante yoginam anante.
Yoginam, in this Rishabh Bhavatar teachings, Lord Rishabh Dev says,
Naham deha deha bhajam noke kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujanve tapo divyan putrakayena sattvam shuddheda yasmat brahma saukhyam tam anantam anantam.
The happiness which is derived from spiritual life is ananta. There is no end. No anta, ananta.
Brahma saukhyam tam anantam.
So each and every living entity in this world deserve this happiness. But what happens? When they dawdle their mind, their attention in sense gratification, in temporary happiness, they forget this unlimited happiness which will never end.
So nayam deha deha bhajam no loke.
In this, we get this human body not for eating, mating, sleeping and defending, but specially for athato brahma jigyasa, for inquiring about the absolute truth. So we as a sadhaka, yesterday it was a special day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I was hearing one of the lecture where the speaker says that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was saying that there are two things for a sadhaka, especially in brahmacharya life. These are the hurdles. What are they? Number one is prajalpa, and second is being concerned, more concerned or over conscious about your health. So nowadays we see, even in devotee community, we are very conscious about our health, our body. We are, you know, my weight is gaining, fats ho rahe, mere pet badh rahe, this and that. But actually, as a sadhaka, we should have no personal problems. We should not be concerned about personal problems, because we are a sadhaka, we are living a sadhu's life. So the people in this world are hoping that their problems will be solved here. People of this world are hoping that their problems will be solved in ISKCON, here in devotees community. And the devotees community, if they will have themselves many problems, where they will go? So Bhakti Sanskrit Thakurji, very, you know, very important point they highlight. Well, number one is prajalpa, is everyone knows this.
Atyahara sprayascha prajalpa niyamagraha janasangascha lavlamcha shadibir bhakti vinashyati.
Six things which deteriorates our progress in bhakti, that is atyahara, overeating, prajalpa, one of the senseless talking, niyamagraha, following rules without knowing the purpose behind the rules, or ignoring the rules whimsically, etc., etc. These are the things which will make us fall down from the path of devotional service. So here in Shaunakadi Rishi, they are concerned about whom? Others. And we as a sadhaka should learn from this. That's what in this purport is highlighting, pain of others. So very important statement here is that unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain and what is happiness in this material world. Now this is a third stage. Now first stage is what? By hearing one can understand things. A person hears in the news that gambling is not good. If someone does gambling, he will be taken behind the bars. If he hears that, okay, I will not do gambling at all. Oh, I'm sorry, gambling. I'm talking about drugs. One should not take drugs, because if he takes drugs, then he'll be behind the bars. So that person, okay, he is the one who is the first class person who hears and he corrects himself. No, I'm not going to take drugs anymore. But the second class person who hears but still you don't believe in it. I will try it out, let's see. And when he tries out, second class person is the one who don't believe by hearing, but when he sees, okay, there was a person who was taking drugs but he was caught by police. And now he is fine. Now he realizes, okay, drugs are not good. But the third class person is the one who sees things till he don't realize. Who hears, then he sees, still don't realize. Then he needs to experience. Then he tries out by taking drugs. And he enjoys drugs, but someday or the other, unluckily he gets caught. And then he will be fine and he is punished. And then he realizes, okay. So that's what this, in this situation when Narad Muni is saying, unless one comes to the platform of actual experience, one cannot realize what is pain. So until one don't experience the pain, he will not understand. The example is given in this case is that woman who has given birth to a child cannot understand the pain of, woman who has not given birth to a child cannot understand the pain of childbirth. That is true. So, but for a pure devotee, this is not the case. A pure devotee doesn't need to be, suffered first and then only he will understand the sufferings of others. No. An example which comes to my mind is like a doctor. A doctor doesn't, have to suffer from a disease to cure a disease. Right, because he had received a proper education, system of education he has gone through, where he knew about the disease, he knew the solution, how to rectify the disease and all that. So one cannot say, no, until unless you don't experience the disease, you will not be able to cure. No, not, this is not the fact for, this is not true for every time. But for a person, especially this is talked about, a person who don't understand. He's not for a normal person, this is very important. Until unless he don't experience poverty, he will not understand what is the pain of the poverty. Dharma purajitaha kaitavatra parma nirmatsaranam sataham vedyam vastavamatra vastu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam shrimad bhagavata mahamune krite kimva paraishvaraha Tatoridi avaruddhatetra kritibhi shushrushubhi tatshanat. Vyasdevji, he is the jewel among all the sages who is concerned about others. He is concerned about the pain of the others. That's why he is writing Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma purajitaha kaitava parma nirmat sarana satam. For whom? Who are non-envious. Again the same qualification. Understanding pain of others, one who is not envious of anyone. This is a basic qualification. That's what in the Narasingh Mehta Bhajan also he says, Vaishnava janato tene kahiye peed parai jani re. One who understands the pain of others. Who is that person? Who is not envious of anyone. Who is not envious of anyone.
Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitreva karuna eva cha nirmama nirahankara samadukha sukha kshami santushta satatam yogi yatatma dridanishchaya mayarpitamano buddhir yoma bhakte same priya.
The first qualification again, adveshta sarva bhutanam. You see, in even in Srimad Bhagavatam, in many teachings of Rishabh Bhagwan teaches, or in Kapil Deva teachings, these qualities are highlighted many a times. Adveshta, samam sarveshu bhuteshu. So adveshta sarva bhutanam maitrava karuneva. The first qualification one should have to become my favorite is adveshta sarva bhutanam. One should be non-envious of anyone first. The way we treat ourselves, we should treat everyone. He is a real pandita, again, same thing. Atmavat sarve bhuteshu yaha pashyati sa pandita, Chanakya Pandit says in one of the verse. One who treats oneself, the way he treats oneself, if he treats everyone, he is real pandita. Vidya vinaya sampane brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva swapake chas pandita ha samadarshina. Lord Krishna also gives definition of pandita. One who sees equal, having an equal vision, he is a real pandita. So the mercy, the one can become merciful to others when one is specially non-envious to anyone. Why we are concerned about only ourselves, only our body, only our life? If we are a sadhaka and we are just concerned about our life, our body, our mind, our sadhana, then we are not real sadhu. Then what is the difference between others and us? We are not even the knowledgeable person. Below Vaishnava is Pandita. Pandita is not above Vaishnava. Quality of Pandita is included in Vaishnava qualities. So we are not qualifying even the basic qualities which Niti Shastra is giving. Adveshta sarva bhutanam. When we are not envious to anyone, then maitrava karuna evacha, then we are friendly to all living beings. One friend, one well-wisher, the way he treats other friends, similarly we will be able to at least think about the others' welfare. That's what Srila Vyasadeva and this Shaunakadi rishis are thinking of. Then only we can become favorite of Lord Krishna. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitrava karunayava cha nirmama nirahankara. Ye mera, mujhe. We will leave these things. Nirahankara, we will leave ego. Santushta, then only we can become satisfied. Santushtam satatam yogi yatatma dridanishchaya, then the determination to serve Lord will come. Maya arpitamano buddhir, and that intelligence will be engaged in the Lord Krishna's service. Yomad bhakta samay priya, that devotee is my, that person is my favorite, Lord Krishna says. So in Vyasadeva's, where he says Vyasadeva mahamuni krite kimva parayeshva, this Srimad Bhagavatam he has given to us as a token of mercy. He is concerned about others' well-being, what will happen in the future. That's why he is rewriting scriptures, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam given, because Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna is non-different, so that people will able to take advantage and will go back to Godhead. There is an example in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with his devotees, and one of his very pure devotees is Vasudev Vipra. Sri Vasudev Vipra, when he goes close to the Lord, Lord is very happy with his, you know, with his attitude, with his service. So he asks, "What do you want?" So Vasudev Vipra says, "I want only one thing. Just liberate all the beings of this whole universe."
Jivera dukha dekhi mora hridaya vidare. Jivera dukha dekhi mora hridaya vidare. Sarva jivera papa prabhu
देह मोरे सीरे हे सर्व जीव पाप प्रभु देह मोर सीरे हे। तो वासुदेव विप्र इज सेइंग दैट आई कैन नॉट सी द सफरिंग्स ऑफ अदर्स, दिस इज अ साइन ऑफ अ डिवोटी हु इज नॉट कंसर्न अबाउट हिज हेल्थ, ही इज नॉट ओवर कंसर्न अबाउट हिज हेल्थ एंड हिज लाइफ ओनली, he is thinking about others. He is suffering. A devotee is also suffering by seeing the suffering of others, and that's why he is expecting that, he is praying to Lord that please liberate all the living beings and take them back to Godhead. And Lord Krishna has given a condition, sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha yashami masucha. One who surrenders completely to me, I liberate him from all the sins. This is the condition. So Krishna must be saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the condition what you are talking about, that I should liberate everyone and will take back to Godhead. So Vasudeva proceeds, okay, you are worried about the sins, oh, give those sins to me. He says, give those sins. Sarve jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. All the sins of all the living entities, give it to me. This is a sign of a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada writes in a purport, he quotes Bhakti Siddhant, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur's purport, wherein Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur says, the level of Srila Vasudev Vipra is beyond imagination, and he compared with Lord Jesus Christ. He says even Jesus Christ was suffering, and he was tortured, and he was suffering for others. He took all the sins of others on him, and he was praying the Father, please forgive all of them because they don't know what they are doing. So Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur ji is saying that there is no doubt about it that Lord Jesus Christ has taken all the sins during those times, whoever the people were, he has taken all the sins of them. But this is not the permanent solution. Srila Bhakti Saraswati Thakur is saying that this is not the permanent solution, because sins can be destroyed, but the mentality of sin cannot be destroyed. So Srila Vasudeva Vipra is much more, he says that it's written in the purport that hundreds and thousands times advanced than Lord Jesus Christ, because he says that, okay, just send all of them back to Godhead, and whatever sins are there, just I will take them. So this is a difference between, he gives the difference here. So Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse. Why a pure devotee thinks in this way of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Because these devotees are not normal human beings. They are the Nitya Siddha devotees of the Lord. We cannot imitate them. Gaurangera sangi gane nitya siddha karimane sejaya vrajendra suta pasa. Ki one, whoever person is thinking, or he is who knows that in fact that the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are nitya siddha devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are coming from Vaikunta, that person will directly go back to Godhead. Such personality, in that quote it's written, the such personality factually represents Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered as Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. There is no one merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is showing mercy like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also called as Mahavadanyaya, because he has an authority to distribute the love of Godhead. Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sarmai. Because he is a representative of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can do this. So I think time is up now. So I will end with a bhajan of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakurji. निज सुख लागी पापे नाही डोरी दयाहीन स्वार्थ पर निज सुख लागी पापे नाही डोरी दयाहीन स्वार्थ पर सुखे दुखी सदा मिथ्या भाषी पर सुखे दुखी सदा मिथ्या भाषी पर दुख सुख करो पर दुख सुख कर आमार जीवन सदा पापे रति नहीं क पुण्य रलेश आमार जीवन सदा पापे रति नहीं क पुण्य रलेश परे रउद्वेग दिया चिए को तो परे रउद्वेग दिया चिए को तो दिया चीजे वे रखलेश दिया चीजी वे रखलेश आमा जीवन सदा पापे रत नहीं क पुण्य रलेश
श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की हरे कृष्ण
एनी क्वेश्चंस इफ यू हैव
श्री प्रभुपाद की जय
है किसका
Hare Krishna Pari. Thank you very much for the nice class. You mentioned about this prajalpa and bodily consciousness to be a hurdle amongst devotees. So what was that point? Can you just complete that? So what is the solution out of it?
This is a point which is highlighted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakurji. Where he says there are two things, which is prajalpa, we everyone know. This thing, many of may not heard this thing, that being over conscious about body, because he was complaining in one of his lectures, I guess, where he was saying that nowadays the brahmacharis are, you know, they are very concerned about their health and all that, and they are busy engaged in those activities, you know, they are busy taking treatments and all that. So even we see today's scenario also that we are very concerned about special health. Srila Prabhupada definitely said that one should be taking care of his health, but one should not be overconscious. There is one letter where Srila Prabhupada says, a disciple, you know, raises an issue that, you know, I'm suffering from a headache, and a severe headache. And it's like a migraine pain where it's come and goes, and what to do, you know, I'm just, you know, busy in treating that headache only. So Srila Prabhupada gives their reply that, you know, you engage yourself in Krishna's service first. You be busy in Krishna's service, that headache will go. So the point is that we learn from the acharyas, because the body will be suffering. Kim aushadi prichasi mudha durmate niramayam Krishna rasayanam piba. Kulashekhar Maharaji, he says that this body is full of miseries. There will be disease. We are helpless. Even if we eat ghee daily, still we have to die. Still we will be suffering from death as per our prarabdha. So we should not be overconscious. Okay, definitely we have to take care. Unnecessary, we should not be, you know, hampering our health. But it doesn't mean we should be completely focusing. We should not be health conscious. Otherwise what will happen? We will forget Krishna and we will be more health conscious. So I heard one of the statements that Krishna conscious is not just being conscious of Krishna. Krishna conscious is also understanding the conscious of Krishna. We see in all the, you know, in the scriptures also, you will find no devotee is, you know, thinking much about his body. Even Prahlad Maharaj, he says,
नैवद्विजे परद्दुरतया भवैतरण्यास् त्वद्वीर गायन महामृत मग्न चित्त सोचे तथो विमुख चेतसा इंद्रियार्थ माया सुखाय भरम उद्वहत वीडमुडान. आई एम नॉट कंसर्न्ड अबाउट माइसेल्फ एंड माय प्रोग्रेस बिकॉज आई एम ऑलरेडी एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. आई एम नॉट कंसर्न्ड अबाउट दिस. आई एम कंसर्न्ड अबाउट अदर्स. सो वी हैव टू समवेयर डाउन द लाइन देर शुड बी अ डे दैट वी शुड ऑल्सो वॉक ऑन दिस फुटस्टेप. हम कितने देर तक हम अपना ही सोचते बैठेंगे, कितना देर तक वी आर ओनली कंसर्न अबाउट आर साधना आर रीडिंग. देर शुड बी अ टाइम ऑल कम विल कम देर शुड बी अ टाइम टू कम वेर वी शुड थिंक अबाउट अदर्स. दैट्स वाई दिस द पर्पज ऑफ दिस स्टेटमेंट हाईलाइटिंग वॉज नॉट टू इग्नोर द हेल्थ बट वन शुड नॉट बी ओवर कॉन्शियस विच नावट इज वी सी दैट फॉर स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग्स वी वॉन्ट टू टेक ट्रीटमेंट. देर आर सम थिंग्स वी शुड ट्राई टू टॉलरेट for some time. This is what I you know realize from the scriptures and what Srila Prabhupada is talking about. One part of the question I read, second part I forgot.
Yeah, so this seems to be a high level of understanding to overcome completely the bodily consciousness, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, you know, the hierarchy, the priority, first you take care of health, then sadhana, then seva. So at our stage, we may not be directly imitate Prahlad Maharaj, but we should be doing our prescribed duties very nicely, the prescribed devotional service, sadhana bhakti. So yeah, that is, as you said, that we should aspire to at least reach there. Our aspiration should be there. Secondly, when you were mentioning Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam, and then you said that then Satatam Yogi Yatatma Drada Nishchaya. So actually that verse comes later in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Before that Krishna says that if you cannot do this, at least do this, at least do that, I think so. So
Atha Chittan Samadhatam Nashokanasi
Maistira. Yeah, so because that stage, Advaishta, is very high stage. You cannot just imitate that. Actually, today morning only Srila Prabhupada was giving class in our morning class ashram. So Prabhupada was telling that Trinadapi Sunichena, it cannot be artificially practiced. You cannot imitate that. Unless you really understand that we are, Prabhupada said, unless we scientifically understand that we are 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair, then we will not be able to really follow the principle of Trinadapi Sunijana. So we cannot just think that I need to be Advaishta and I should be non-envious and therefore I will be non-envious, because the impurity is there in the heart. It has to go from within. So how to do that?
Advaishta is definitely, we cannot imitate the advanced stage. There is no chance. Even if we imitate, when there will be a provoking situation, we will fall down again. We can imitate for some time, that we can show that we are Advaishta and we are pure devotees. We can imitate that. We can maybe make a fool some people also. But when there will be a provoking situation, we will fall down. We will react straight away. Actually, very important, the association which we keep. If you are specially in association of devotees, where definitely there is no criticism, you know, unnecessary, you know, many times if there is criticism going on, we are talking negative things about what to talk about devotees, even the materialistic people. We should not focus, what you say, even the materialistic people, what we do is many times we see, you know, here just criticism. You know, he's like that. We are not supposed to criticize even the materialist people, actually. There's one verse I've forgotten. I've forgotten that verse. So where it is said that one should not criticize anyone, rather. So the thing is that Advaishta will specially come. It's not what efforts we put on our own. By just putting efforts, it will not come. The association which we keep, that is also very important. If you are specially associating with the devotees who are non-envious, very important. You are not gossiping, you are not criticizing others. Then it is very easy to get this, those qualities also. Because I have seen, even I have experienced this thing, that if we are associating with especially those devotees who are very concerned and who really want to go back to Godhead, to be frank, who are very sincere and very serious to, you know, working, serious about this service. Serious doesn't mean showing your face serious, definitely not. But internally they are very serious and they know the purpose, why we are in ISKCON, why we are joining this mission, why we are in this. Otherwise, if some people who are doing just prajalpa and all that, if we are associating with those or we are just hearing, we can get influence. So the association which we keep is very important. This will play a vital role in becoming Advaita. And, you know, that's what I feel. This is what I feel. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. जैसे बढ़िया lecture दिया, जैसे बोलेंगे कि जो भक्त बीमार पड़ता है, ये करता है शारीरिक स्तर पे, वास्तविक हम देख सकते हैं कभी कभी थोड़ा कुछ होता है, हम लोग उसका बहाना लगा देते हैं प्रभुपाद जी को, प्रभुपाद जी शुद्ध भक्त है, लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी बोले कि सीरियस नहीं है, 100% मंगला ध्यान है नियम, हम लोग देख सकते कभी कभी तो कुछ है, हम दिन भर सब काम करेंगे लेकिन सबरे के टाइम पे मेरे को पेन हो रहा है, मेरे को ये दुख रहा है, मतलब ये ढंग ढोंग है, बीमार है, शरीर को देखभाल करना जरूरी है, शरीर को देखभाल करना इसलिए कि भक्ति करने के लिए, और लेकिन शरीर के देखने का बहाने में भक्ति साइड कर देने का वो रंग है, क्योंकि शरीर तो कभी ना कभी थोड़ा हमको तपस्या करना ही चाहिए, सबसे बड़ा तपस्या माइंड तपस्या, वो तो बोलेगा थोड़ा आराम होना चाहिए, आराम देने से मेरा अच्छा हो जाएगा, लेकिन बाकी दिन भर घूमते बड़े उस टाइम आराम नहीं होता है, सबरे सबरे कभी इस स्थिति में हम लोग फंस जाते हैं, हम इसका यूज करते क्या, बोले शरीर को देखभाल करना, शरीर को देखने से भक्ति करेंगे ना, भक्ति करेंगे तो शरीर ठीक होता है, गारंटी, नो डाउट, शास्त्र में बताया गया है अच्युतम अनंतम गोविंदम नाम उच्चारण भेषदात नश्यंती सकला रोगा सत्यम सत्यम बदाम्य हम रोगो सुखो मृत्यु भय तब इच्छा मत है, ये प्रैक्टिकल चीज है, भगवान की इच्छा बिना रोग मृत्यु सुख आ नहीं सकता है, अगर कृष्ण सैंक्शन सैंक्शन करेंगे जाना पड़ेगा सैंक्शन नहीं होगा बिल्कुल नहीं, अब प्रभुपा जी हम कितना मौका दिया है, लेकिन इसका बहाना है बताया कि हम लोग ऐसा तैसा हो रंग है, इसलिए यहाँ पे बताते कि कभी कि शरीर को देखभाल करना जरूरी है, लेकिन इतना देखभाल करना शरीर के प्रति पूरा अटैचमेंट है, आई एम बॉडी, अब मरने के टाइम में क्या है, अरे क्या है, अब कितना भी देखभाल करो मृत्यु तो आने वाला है, मृत्यु तो आपका पापा नहीं है, ये नहीं कि उसको छोड़ दो बेचारा बीमार है उसको लेने का नहीं, आएगा पक्का आएगा, संदेह नहीं आएगा, तो इसमें भी वो जैसे निश्चय होता है भक्ति में भी निश्चय होना चाहिए, नो प्रॉब्लम करिष्य वचनम देव, प्रभुपाद जी को देखिए, प्रभुपाद जी ठंडा पड़ी हुई नहाते थे काम कर, प्रभुपाद जी शुद्ध भक्त है हम लोग ऐसे, लेकिन हमारे भक्त लोगों को देखिए कितना भक्त लोग है, कोई भी स्थिति में छोड़ते नहीं थे, कंबल ओढ़ के भी आते थे मंगल आरती, उपकार हमको थोड़ा सिर पेन होता है कमर पेन होता है हमारा रेस्ट, बाकी 9 बजे के बाद फ्री, वो कहाँ गए कमर पेन, ये रंग है, जो प्रभुपाद जी बोले उसको परफेक्ट फॉलो करना चाहिए, नहीं तो बोलेंगे हम तो अस्वस्थ है अभी शरीर को देखभाल करना, शरीर को हम सब देखते हैं कि नहीं देखते, सब बीमार डॉक्टर हमको मंदिर वाला हमको खर्च करता है, मेडिसिन देता है, सब कुछ फैसिलिटी देते हैं, ये लेकिन शरीर को देखने के लिए इतना बिजी हो जाएंगे, अब माला जब साइड में भगवान की सेवा करने साइड में माया है, और कर्मी लोगों जैसे हो गया, फिर भोगी शिष्य है, भोगी शिष्य होना चाहिए, जोगी शिष्य होना चाहिए, ठीक है, हरे कृष्ण, गौरंग महाप्रभु की जय, अच्छा लेक्चर दिया, और किसी को प्रश्न है किसका?